You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio, in association with eNew York, is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Fran Meadows once again, who is one of many women that struggled with infertility. She is now a mother, and through her book, The Truth Behind the Secret of Infertility, she works with other women on both these personal subjects by sharing her story and offering support through their struggles. Fran, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
You are welcome. So tell me, what can you tell us about your personal experience with pregnancy loss?
Well, after struggling with infertility for over 6 years and then becoming pregnant through IVF, basically my husband and I were on cloud nine. There was nothing that could get in the way of, you know, anything being wrong. We passed the so-called safe period of 12 weeks that most people wait until they announce their pregnancy. And for the most part, I had a wonderful pregnancy until my 25-week visit. I went in for a regular routine visit and checkup. And when the doctor tried to get the baby's heartbeat with the Doppler, portable Doppler, he couldn't find it. And at this point, it didn't really concern me because this has happened in the past, the way the baby was positioned. So they hooked me up to the ultrasound, and right there is when my nightmare began because there was no heartbeat, and I had lost my child. And at that point, I had to be admitted to the hospital immediately to be induced to deliver my stillborn child. So it was very devastating.
Now, I can't even imagine. Now, how did you and your husband handle this news, by the way?
Well, we really had no choice but to accept the unacceptable. It was a deep, dark time for both of us. I mean, we were numb, we were embarrassed, we were shocked, we were devastated. We felt like it wasn't real. I mean, we spoke about it most of the time. You know, we tried to just get through the days, you know, back to some sort of normalcy, which normalcy after a pregnancy loss is not really possible, but we tried. And, you know, it was a very difficult time for both of us. You know, every day passing a closed door to a nursery where our child was supposed to be, it was quite difficult.
Well, tell us about October and the awareness on pregnancy loss. Obviously, we're in the month of October.
Yes. October is Infant Pregnancy Loss and SIDS Awareness Month, SIDS being Sudden Infant Death Syndrome. And it's a time to remember those babies who were born asleep or whom we carried but we never met, or those we had held but we couldn't take them home, or the babies who made it home but didn't stay. It's a remembrance day in memory of all the lost angels, and some people release, you know, balloons or butterflies or light a candle or say a prayer or do a virtual remembrance, which I'm going to be doing on my website. And, you know, they basically honor those that are lost. I mean, every day you think of the child that you lost, but this day is just, you know, bringing everybody together to kind of like support each other on this special day. And, you know, sometimes seeing something, whether it be online or releasing a balloon or seeing a butterfly fly over, it just makes you think of them and, you know, makes you remember, you know, what you had lost.
Today we're joined by Fran Meadows, the author of the book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility, working with other women on these personal subjects by sharing her story and offering support through their struggles. She's joined us here once again on Enterprise Radio in association with eNew York, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, why is pregnancy loss a taboo subject?
Well, not many people speak about pregnancy loss as with infertility because, I mean, they're both personal subjects. And most feel like they're alone and they hide their experiences or pain because they feel like they're alone and it's the only, you know, you're the only person that this happened to. They kind of like, you know, brush things under the rug like it never happened and try and go about their business and, you know, not look back. But, you know, some people still don't know how to react to those people that lost a child because they don't realize that when you don't, you know, react to them or even just you know, have a smile or a hug or just an acknowledgement helps those people, you know. And I personally hated when some people just ignored what had happened. I mean, I was 6 months pregnant. I mean, it wasn't like it was early on in my pregnancy. And then after I had my loss, they didn't really acknowledge me, and because nobody really knows what to say. And pregnancy loss is real, and unfortunately it does happen. And that's why I'm trying to raise awareness for that as well.
What do you suggest for those that have experienced this type of loss?
Well, everyone is different. Everybody, you know, who would be going through an experience of a pregnancy loss, they would have to, you know, go through it in their own way. My opinion, acknowledging what happened is key. I mean, it's hard to say, you know, when you just have the loss, because it was hard for me to do, but I say face the pain head on. It's not going to go away, unfortunately. It will get better in time. I mean, my opinion is once you acknowledge that loss, you talk about it, whether it's to a family member or a friend. I spoke to my therapist. You know, I say don't hold it in. Mourn in your own way and at your own pace. Don't let anybody tell you how you're supposed to react. And, you know, my therapist helped me through this hard time with lots of support from my family and friends. And, you know, I suggest that if there's somebody that you could talk to about, you know, your loss, whether it be a stranger or a family member, it's just something that you definitely should do and reach out. I mean, there are support groups that also specialize in infertility and pregnancy loss, whether, you know, they're in-person groups or online groups. And, you know, myself, I offer email support, telephone support, and I'm working on putting a group together in Connecticut for, you know, those that did experience a pregnancy loss and they want one-on-one support.
It's really a great thing what you're doing. How about telling our listeners where they can connect with you, not only to be in connection with you online, but to get more information and also to purchase your book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility?
Sure. For more information on my story, you could visit my website, which is www.secretinfertility.com, or my blog, which is www.rollercoastertomommycoaster.com. And there's information on my book, and there's also information on the event that I am hosting in New York on Saturday, January 26th in 2013. It's called Dreams, Angels, and Miracles, The Building Blocks of Life.
Certainly good to have you back. She is Fran Meadows, the author of the book, The Truth Behind the Secret Infertility. She works with other women on both these personal subjects by sharing her story and offering support through their struggles. And the websites of reference is secretinfertility.com, as well as her blog, rollercoastertomommycoaster.com. Fran, thanks so much for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio in association with E! New York, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.